Welcome back, you guys. It's season two of Camp Time is Real Time. We've done it. We've made it to the second season. I can't think of a better way to kick off the second season than talking to the Panciacos. We have Caitlin, Elizabeth, and Mary, and we're talking about all of it. Whatever you want to know, it's in this pod. Maybe. Who knows? We talked the Monday of the second week of camp. So you'll be able to feel that we're like in camp spirit. And, you know, we're talking about like present tense for a lot of stuff. So that's a giveaway as well. This pod was awesome. There are a lot of laughs in this pod. And, if you can't hear the words through the laughs, well, that's something I can't fix. So enjoy that. This was just really great because it was my first time talking to these three, and man, what a delight. It was just, they're such wonderful people, and it just kind of reinforces, like for me, I'm just so grateful that like all of the current staff there, that there are amazing counselors there for my kids. So it, you know, this was just really, really fun. So you're going to enjoy it. We're going to, you know, go through their camp, like growing up, what it was like, you know, being part of more or less camp royalty with their dad being there, kind of some behind the scenes stuff. And then, you know, what it's like being there now, like Caitlin as a head counselor and Elizabeth and Mary just growing up, you know, being a floater, which I learned is a big deal, and Mary holding down the pool. So this one was awesome, as were all the other podcasts forever. So you're gonna love that. All right, you guys, the housekeeping. I'm gonna need you to give us a follow over on Instagram, camptime_realtime. Send me an email, camptimefcdc@gmail.com. Come on and talk to me. We have a lot of pods that were taped during camp, which was awesome. But we always need more. Always, always, always. And we have some fun stuff planned. Well, I say we. I have in my mind, I have some ideas. Another thing, keep an eye out on the old TikTok and YouTube channel. I think it's all coming. We have a new director of social media. Maybe you've heard of him. Fred Berger. Going to be in charge of that. Shout out, Freddie. And we're just going to keep it going. So, you guys, if you are liking the camp content, look, I know for me, in the fall, it was always a little, I never did enjoy the fall. I never liked the transition. I still don't. But, you know, it was always a bummer leaving camp and getting back into the real world. So I'm here to make sure that there is camp content that you can, you know, look back on and think fondly of those memories. So this was such a delight. Enjoy the pod, and we will see you next week. Bye.
We're all tender feet.
Now, were you the right age, tenderfeet, or did anyone come a year or two early?
Yeah, we all went a year early.
Yeah.
So we did 2 years of, yeah. And then there was like 1 year, I can't really remember, but I think I went for like a week early, and I was with Elizabeth for a week or something. So like, I was with like Elizabeth and a tribe, and then with the group above me, and then my group.
Okay. How far apart are you guys? Are you just like a year apart each year?
We're all a year apart.
Like, oh my goodness.
We're like a year and a half, and me and Caitlin are a year.
Oh, so they were like, well, maybe they won't notice it's a different Panciaco.
Yeah.
Slide her in there.
You think Mary only lasted a week.
Yeah. It was actually because the 1 week that Mary was with me, when we were both like 10 to feet, she actually bit me. We got in a fight.
Oh no.
Yeah, that right there. That's, they pulled her out.
No, I went for the second week, and like
the third session though.
We always joke, someone came up, they're like, you guys were like the angel campers when we were campers, and we're like, oh. No, I'm not sure about that.
I've actually heard that a lot recently.
but how does that happen? Because like I always assumed it too, right? Like everyone had like such good things to say about you. Were you guys just like putting on an affront for those like 8 hours of camp, and then just
I don't even know. It just came out that day.
That's all right. It's, you know, sometimes you feel the need to bite someone. I get it. Could you do, if we did real quick, could you guys name every tribe you were in growing up?
So I was a Tenderfoot, Mohawk, Comanche, Shawnee, Cherokee. Is it Apache after that?
Yeah.
Apache, Mohican, and then I was a Cheyenne with my dad.
Mine's the same, but I was a Choctaw and a Cheyenne. Because you know how there's like the trail, like the path you kind of follow like as a camper? Like,
yeah.
Like on one side. I think mine's switched because I got Shannon Rice. So I was a Tenderfoot, Mohawk, and then I was an Algonquin.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I could have Shannon.
Weren't you like a Chippewa too?
Chippewa, Navajo, Mi'kmaq, Choctaw, Cheyenne.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's funny. I talk to like friends, now granted, again, this is insane. I'm like, yeah, I could rattle that off. No problem. Like, oh, I can tell you exactly what it was. And then I'm like, why don't you guys don't remember? They're like, we're 40. I'm like, oh, right. My like big leap I made was like the Algonquins to Shawnees. So you skip two tribes and you get like a certain amount around the circle and you're like, oh yeah. Like, I'm pretty old. I've been here for a while. It's pretty good. So did you guys all have your dad as Cheyenne?
Yeah. Cause I remember like Sue came up to me and I was a Mohican and she was like, oh, like, do you want us to like switch your tribe? So you're with your dad. And I was like, yeah. So then I went back to the tribe time and I like told everyone. I was like, it's a secret. You can't tell anyone. Tell anyone, top secret.
Yeah. You're like, was there a question that I wasn't going to have him? That's
yeah.
Get out of here. So, all right. So what's it like having your dad as your head counselor at camp? Like not a lot of people can relate to this.
It was fun. Like, I just remember we had to get coffee for him every single morning.
Sure.
But everything was the same. I think it was really fun though.
Yeah. I'm assuming he didn't, but did you like go home and no. I mean, were you like talking about like what happened within the tribe at home or?
Yeah. So actually I remember both my Choctaw year and Cheyenne year, there was always one session where it was just like an all girl tribe, like no boys, all girls.
Oh, get out.
And we always had like drama.
Who could have ever predicted that? Yeah.
It was always drama. So I remember we would talk, like I would probably be talking about how I was frustrated or something and like ranting. Right. But yeah, I remember that.
I mean, you guys are still like relatively young. Are there still a lot of people from your tribes there? I would imagine, right?
No. It's like sad.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's for me, there's like maybe like three.
Yeah, I think it's we're both the only girls in our age group, I think. And then two boys, I think.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, there's two other girls.
Really?
Yeah. It's very like teacher, and they do like a great job. So like it makes sense.
Yeah. Was it like that when you guys were growing up as campers? Did it feel like, were you aware that it was like older, like teachers, or was it like, has it changed as you've been there?
No, it shifted. I was thinking about it the other day. Like I always would say like my dream would be to go to camp as like when you guys all went like in the 90s, like early 2000s, like it seems like it was like
no rules.
Yeah. Exactly. I know. Like I was like, everything's so different, you know, like, so
yeah,
a lot of teachers do it and they like do like an amazing job. Like they're putting like their lesson plans up for their thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like they got on the junior camp. I'm
like, yeah. Well, you say that junior camp to me sounds like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Same. I don't know how you do it.
I couldn't. No, I have a really good troop this session. So it's dying at like the $8 cookout. the episode because I just went cookout shopping today for the first time.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, oh my God, like 2 for 4 or like, it was like 5 for 3.
Yeah.
It was like, blurry that.
Yeah.
What are you having tomorrow?
Oh, going really fancy. Chicken nuggets and mac and cheese.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. That's good.
Specialty. Yeah.
Also, we've been listening to the Sing 2 soundtrack on repeat.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love Sing 2. So I got so excited.
A huge fan.
Like we all made eye contact.
I turned around. I'm like,
you're like, oh my God.
Where's the guy?
That's awesome. Yeah, I know. Well, at first I'm like, oh, here we go. And I'm like, oh, it's like, I'm no, like, exactly. Soy yo, put it in my veins. So that's good. Yeah. Just on a constant endeavor to embarrass my kids. I'm doing a good job. When you're growing up at camp, is there camp atmosphere at home? Like, does it come home or is it like, are you done after 6 weeks?
Oh, no, for sure. Like we would always talk about it. All the time.
Or like, we just like randomly see something. We're like, oh my God, that's camp. Like we have to do that at camp. Or like, we see like a crazy hat or something just randomly somewhere. Yeah. We're like, we got to get that for camp.
We like fully have like a camp in downstairs.
Yeah.
For camp, we store away.
But what also feels like certain like songs like remind me of camp too, like the Beatles, like that kind of music when you're like walking in to like posts and stuff. Like that's and that's like gets me like so excited, like in the middle of the year.
Yeah. That like taste of like the weather today, it's super hot, but like in the middle of February, you're like, pump it into my veins. Oh, that's great. Well,
around the campfire, like no matter who we with, like my dad or like one of us, like down by the bay. Yeah, like with word. So my friends are like, where is this place you go?
You talk like, about it, like no one understands. You have to go into like such detail or else they like don't get it.
Like my friends the other day were like, so what is like what, like I'm like, they had a junior camp, like, but what do you do? I'm like, archery.
The summer before I went to college, you want to be with your friends and blah blah blah, so like some of them came to camp during a sing and I was like, oh, I can't explain this. I didn't ask for this. It's like, I love you dearly, but no.
Yeah.
But so the fact that you guys have it in the house, not only do you have like siblings, but you're a camp family like that. For like the outside people, we were always like, ooh, that's amazing. Like that's camp. Yeah. That's camp all the time. And I've said this on the pod, there was like a buzz that he was coming back. Like, and I don't know if like, I can't quite remember the timeline, but I feel like we all knew he was coming back maybe the year before. Mm-hmm. And people, it was like, did you hear John Panciaco is coming back? That's, it was like, and it was nuts. And it was like, yeah. And like, and he's like, got a kid. And we're like, whoa. Like, because the thought we're, you know, in our 20s, we don't understand how like time works.
Yeah.
And so when he first came back, were you guys campers?
So I was like, I was a baby, like I'm 2003, she's 2004.
Yeah. Oh, so probably not. Yeah. Even that's a bridge too far. Yeah.
I don't think I was born yet.
But
why he came back.
One of the people who came up with John Panciaco and there was like 2 kids at the time.
Yes. Okay. I didn't come up with it. No. That was Katie Sorensen.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was there. Yeah, because it was 2 kids. That's right.
Yeah, and then
but then she stuck around for a little bit and she's like, guess what? He's got 3 kids. And she's like, updated the song. When I was a camper, your dad was there and he was like one of the like well-known people that like everyone wanted to have everyone. And I think I said this on a podcast, like my memory of him when he worked there, when I was a camper was like nothing specific, but except for this one video where it was like just a pan of him. He was in archery and it was like coming down to video. And then the camera starts on, you're like, oh, it's John. And you're like, oh, he's lying down.
Oh yeah.
And he has no shoes on. Oh, he's fast asleep.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like the trifecta. And like, I'm certain he didn't do any song for it. Like, I'm certain a note came in about, like, you know, the emergency, whatever. And I was just like, oh, this guy's so cool. So when we heard he was all coming back, we were like, oh, that's great. But you still kind of have that, like, oh, this is one of my, like, people I looked up to. So it's hard to, like, you know, like, be like, all right. So he comes in and we're like, oh my God, like, not only is he back, but he's awesome. And he, like, is treating us like regular people. Like, it was just like, it just was like, I think you guys can understand it because you've worked at camp. And I'm sure there are like those counselors that just, like, kind of come back and you're like, oh, you're awesome. And you're like, I'm in with it too. Now, one of the times I brought Aiden when it was probably like 5 years ago at this point. But yeah, so anyway, we were sitting in the back of the tent and my kids are at daycare, you know, they have like CD players for like the stories and none of them work. They all are like, oh, it's skipping. So there was a song playing at Sing and I was sitting in the back, Aiden was in front of me, your dad was next to me. And it was just kind of like cutting out a little bit. And I go, oh, Aiden, it's skipping. And your dad goes, actually, Sarah, these things don't skip. This is digital. It was just like, this perfect, like, it was so funny. And I was like, oh, this guy is awesome. Did it kind of like shape the way you like wanted to be campers or counselors or?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I feel like I was always wanted to be like outgoing.
And it goes for all campers. Like, camp is like, when you're a camper, like, you just boost your confidence, you know, like, you go up in front of a crowd, like, I'm screaming, like, no matter what you do, it's just like, it's so nice. Like, camp totally, like, I feel like shapes us. Like,
yeah, it's really good to be able to, like, feel confident, like, going in front of, like, a crowd like that.
Yeah.
Like, when you have to, like, talk in front of, like, everyone like that.
Yeah. And it's almost like it's like second nature, like you learn it at camp, but you kind of know, like, it's never going to be bad, so you kind of almost lose that, like, you go out into the real world and you're like, oh, probably work out okay. Or like someone will start clapping me off and it'll be fine.
So if it's February right now, what my dad would always say in February, it means we're closer to camp than we are further away.
What's it like, by the way, living in Medfield and seeing half of your peers as your teachers? What's that like?
Well, it's just like funny because like Mike's like a physics teacher.
I'm terrible at physics.
It's like funny because it's like all my friends have him.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like, oh, it's Mike. But like
Mr. Cowell.
I'm like, oh, I'm Mr. Cowell. Like, I don't know. I had Sam as a Spanish teacher.
Me too. We both had Sam for Spanish.
It's just so
and then Mr. Millard.
So that was Senor.
Cowell. That's what we called him. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's bananas.
Yeah, we all had Matt for math. Or,
I didn't have
him. Or wait, maybe just me. The maintenance.
Oh, okay. I've seen him. Yeah. Okay.
Carrie's the librarian.
Yeah, she's the librarian at Medfield High School now.
And I had her as a librarian in fifth grade too. So I like saw her a lot.
There's this other Nate Walkowitz. He was a seventh grade teacher
a couple years
ago.
None
of us ever had him. Yeah. He was just like a teacher at our school. Yeah.
But there was one summer I was like, whoa. It was like school.
Yeah.
Like, and my dad too. He's a Medfield teacher.
Oh, true. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. The Medfield pipeline is like strong.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bringing cowls there. So Caitlin, you're a head counselor.
Yes.
Elizabeth, that means you've been in this is what, your third year as an assistant?
I'm actually a floater. I'm the floater this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, so what's a floater? Like a little bit more than an assistant?
I just fill in for the heads that like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One last year.
Wait, so where are you?
I'm in ceramics. So I'm just like a regular assistant, but like if a head is out, I just take their place.
Oh, that's a position you only get as a member of a camp family. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, it's like so funny though, because I go to like all the head lunches and all that stuff, but I'm like on the assist, so we're doing heads assistants and CITs this year, so I'm on like assistant team and everything.
Thank God.
So
it's just face each other in the battle.
Yeah.
Luckily Elizabeth is like really good at the battle.
She like weirdly like, she is like,
she's like is a beast. It's so scary. So I'm glad you're on this.
The battle is
nice. I mean, the bat, like, have you scored a goal? Like, that battle is, that should be a sport. Like, that should be on ESPN too.
Like, just having, like, huge, like, grown men.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm like, dunk you underwater.
Yeah, no, Katie DiBiasio. Like,
stay away from Katie.
She's a beast.
No, it's legit. So, is Billy a head count? What is Billy?
So he's retired from the battle. He's the camp manager right now.
Oh, okay.
You better be.
I'm gonna go against him.
He used to, his brother, John,
yeah,
a couple years younger than me, he used to be basically Billy in that battle. And I like, it was just like, avoid, because he's going to dunk you. And like, good luck. We may all witness something bad here.
Yeah.
All right. So you're in ceramics now. Where are you, Mary? What's your track? What are you in typically?
I'm a lifeguard.
Excuse me. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. Hang around the pool.
Yep. Have you done anything aside from being a lifeguard?
Yeah. So when I was an assistant for a year and then a CIT, cause like the COVID year and everything. And when I was assistant, I was in Woodlore tie time.
Ooh. Yep.
I was with the tadpoles, like the tenderfeet. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What I've realized is like over the years, like as a counselor, I think like my favorite activity is Woodlore, because I like going for like hikes in the woods and everything, which is really? I don't know, sometimes it's an unpopular opinion, but I really like it for some reason.
Yeah, that's wild. Ooh, maybe are you angling to get it in 2 years?
Maybe.
Sammy, listen in.
We know you are. I feel like with Woodlore, for me, it was always just like, I didn't really like being in the woods. It was just like,
well, I feel like when you're in the woods, you're like, I like never realized until I was out of it, like you're just so like separated from everyone else. And I like never even realized that until I went to tie time. And I like forgot like the woods was like a thing. And
right.
I'm so out of it.
Yeah. Cause tie time was like in the heart of camp.
Yeah. like it was actually like under like the big like oak tree thing. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. You're doing like dancing like flip at the Algonquin table.
Couldn't be more opposite. So yeah. So did you Caitlin, were you like excited about the thought of junior camp like as a head or like in an ideal world?
I loved being a lifeguard. I just assumed like I was just gonna be a lifeguard for like the rest of camp. And he was like,
yeah.
He's like, I have like an opportunity, like when Sam called me, it was like a new opportunity. And I was like, oh God, like, cause I like being like, oh, and about, you know, like not like Colby's great at ceramics. Like I could never do, like I could, but I was like, oh boy. And then he's like junior camp. And I was like, yes. I was like, I would love to.
Nice.
Fun. Like the kids are really cute. And like,
you have such a good group.
Yeah, I do.
So well-behaved.
That's awesome. And,
like, just getting to like walk around and like see everything I love.
So Elizabeth, where would you in an ideal situation want to be a head?
Well, I love junior camp too. Like that's my favorite, but I also love doing adventure too. Like I was an assistant there last year and it was just so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, that timing could work out, right? Who knows how long Shay would be there.
But the certification is kind of a lot. So.
That could be fun. It's a weekend, right?
Yeah.
Like there are varying accounts of if that weekend can be fun or not, is what I've heard. So, well, that would be cool if there was like a Panciaco takeover in junior camp, right?
Yeah,
guys so there. Who, no, Mary's like, what's gonna happen? Doesn't
I was
matter.
In camp last year, and like, I would come home and I'd be like, oh my gosh,
like, I don't
like,
want kids.
I like, can't do it. Like, I really like kids, but like
from afar,
a lot of the day, like.
I feel like it ultimately ends up like to your point, Caitlin, you like pick up the phone. You're like, oh, where am I going? Like, you
just, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like plot. Yeah. Do you like being ahead? Like what's the differences in your opinion after doing 1 week?
I do like being ahead. Let me think. It's just nice, like, having like a, like, I was always the person like running around, like doing all the work. So it's like nice being to like tell people, like oh, like, didn't you bring this kid to the bathroom, you know, like,
yeah, definitely.
But I also love it just like, just being able to like, kind of like decide things for our troop. Like I forget, it was out on like Wednesday or something. I was like, do you guys want to sing a song at Sing? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, what song? I was like, they're like trying to think of a song. I was like, the YMCA. Like, and, like, nice. And it was like fun.
It was so cute.
It's awesome.
And like, it's fun. Like, I feel like I'm finally like, I was always like, cause my dad would always talk about like the first summer. I think someone on the podcast did too. Like he came to camp. He was like, so shy. He was like, I think I said 4 words, like, mm-hmm. I can't. Yeah. And then, like, you just like slowly become like more like just like into, well, yeah. Like, I don't
you
know,
get like more like comfortable like, yeah. See, like other people like doing it, so you're like,
yeah, yeah, so
we're all kind of like at that point now where we're not like, oh, shy anymore.
I know, because like, first year CIT, like dancing before competitions or like skits, like, yeah. I'd be like,
Yeah. Well, now, especially especially at that age, you're like asking like a 13-year-old kid to like
go up in front of all these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, okay. Has there been anything from like any counselor in general that you've kind of either as a camper or when you were a CIT or younger, just been like, oh, like I'm gonna do that, or just like file it away?
I always loved Allie Landry. Like I always thought she was like the coolest counselor. Yeah. Like. She was so, she's like, was always fun. And like, what did she like the Dirty Dakotas? Like,
oh, yeah.
And like,
who was the old archery counselor that you loved?
Oh, Ashley. Shout out Ashley.
Loved Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're so much.
Nice. Well, there's, I mean, there's no one cooler than a camp counselor. Like, oh, I think you've probably said that like on every podcast. Like, there are people like coming to this reunion that I'm like,
I know, like my girl, like
yeah. Like, oh, how are you? Like, oh,
yeah.
So it's,
we all love like Shannon.
Oh yeah,
Shannon Rice.
Rice.
Oh yeah. Like I think she one time had an announcement. She's like, yeah, Mary Pantiago stopped into the nurse office 8 times today.
I would like walk around and be like, oh, like my ankle. Like,
bring me to the nurse.
I know, it's because of Shannon like AC. I was like, I want to like go like
yep. Maybe a freezy pop. Well, I don't know. You don't know what's gonna happen in there. Yeah. Yeah. And it's so funny because at the time you're like, oh, like no one probably knows what I'm doing. This is like,
yeah,
oh,
exactly. Like, yeah, I have a couple of those. You're like, yeah. I have a headache. Like, okay.
Yeah. I would do, there's this counselor, Karen, at Archery, also a Medfield person, of course. And I just thought she was the absolute coolest. So I think it was when I was an explorer, I'd like, when we were done with swim, I'd get out and get changed and just like mosey on down to Archery and hang out. And I was like, oh, hey, like, and it, yeah, you're just like, you just like want to be around these people. And then like, I found like when I became a head, like there were just certain things that like, whether I like realized it or not, I had been like modeling myself after them. And like the way you like carry yourself, the way you do your announcement in the morning, or like just all of that stuff. It's kind of like, I mean, we happen to be in like the best place in the world with people who are like, know how to do it. So you pick up all these good tips, and it's just like, when it starts to come together, you're like, oh, look at me. Am I a good person? Like, it's like, yeah. Like I'm just like taking
it. Weird to be like in like the same age, like of like where you looked like up to like all the counselors, you know, cause now like you're like a counselor. So it's kind of weird.
You like, so there are kids right now that are probably, the sweet spot is probably like 5 or 6, 7 years younger, mm-hmm. who will see this. I mean, probably not, they're probably not listening, but like they'll see that, they'll come across this at some point and be like, oh my God, like this is the best thing. And that's like, that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to like people of like all different ages, yeah. Because like for me, like when I'm talking to like Bill Danner and Todd Ferris, like that's very cool for me. But like some people are like, oh, the olds are talking again. But like get like you guys on here and like Allie Landry, like I don't know, Allie, you know, and but like people want to hear from him. So
yeah,
that's kind of like the magic of camp, is that like every age group has their like you know, analog 7-8 years older that are just like, these people are gods in my eyes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like when I first got my iPod, like I Googled Franklin Country Day Camp and I think there was like one picture of like the camp, like there wasn't even a website. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's like, I can't even imagine like what kids are going to be like now. Okay. So I just have like a random memory, but wait, this might have been actually, did you ever do a year or something like you like would repeat skits or something?
Yeah.
Okay. So this totally ties into you. Like, no. So when I was at Choctaw, I had AJ Friday as my head counselor.
Oh, okay.
And it was so funny. Like there was something, it was like, I forget what it was, but like the first week of like the skit theme was like movies or something. So we did all the campers, like art, like in my tribe, would read like iconic, like movie, like we'd just like be behind the curtain, like come out, read a movie,
right?
Thing, then move on, like a movie quote. And then, so at orientation that year, my dad like randomly would just be like, so when they're doing their like announcements, like, hi, Caitlin, like practicing.
Yeah.
Obviously I wasn't there, but this is what I've been told. Like he went on like this whole like monologue and like he like it was off the top of his head. And like all I remember is, hi, I'm Gail, or thank you, Gail, for having the tenacity and courage to follow your dream. But basically, and like it was like a probably like a minute long monologue, just like thanking everyone, like be like, and hi, I'm John. I'm the like leader of whatever.
Come on.
The bridge. But so like that night, AJ was like, if you like can find out like what your dad said, like say it. So I asked my dad, I was like, can you write up like what you said? And he was like, why? And I was like, I don't know, it's a secret. And he was like, okay. So he wrote up everything. And at the end of the skit, I read it, like the last scene, and like all the head counselors, counselors loved it.
Yeah.
And then like the next week, I think it was like holidays or something was the theme. Something like that. And I think they did like Freaky Friday or something with like Deja Vu, like I don't even know. Okay. But we did the same exact skit. And like I remember you, like Tom being like, oh, that's totally like he learned from his older counselor, like Sarah. Like,
oh no.
But then for the rest of the year, like at the end of the end of the skit, I just say thank you. Like I just read that. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I 100% had AJ Friday. So I'm sure that's
I think it's somewhere out there.
Oh yeah. My God. I had two amazing assistants who were like, well, do you want us to do the skit? And I'm like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
That's so funny. You don't want to go to camp in the 90s. It was a weird place.
Like, that's like a so dream. Fun. But like we thought we were like so cool for doing the same skit twice. We're like, yeah, like tricking everyone.
What a core memory is like for me about camp is like our like driving to camp, like in our car. We had this like old like red like Jeep like, Cherokee. Yeah. It was like so dangerous. Like at one point we weren't allowed to drive it anymore. And I remember we would all get in the car and we would drive to camp and we couldn't do Bluetooth, so it was like CDs. So it was Lemonade Mouth, like the Disney Channel movie.
Every day.
Every single day. It was so fun. And we would drive to camp, like listening to the CD.
Yeah, and we'd all be singing it, like our dad too.
Yeah, it was so funny. And just like the songs, like there was one, it was just like, it's like teenage boys singing it. And it's like, they're like saying how they're like cooler than like other people. And like,
we should honestly sing it at Sing.
Dad would go like off on that.
Hey, what? Don't you wish you were us?
And he'd be like, no.
And we still listen to it on the way there to like get in the camp spirit.
And it's so funny.
But another thing about that is like, we are so known for being late.
We are terrible time management. So bad.
Like now we're better.
No, we've been on time.
Like when we were younger, like I swear we would always, number one, just be late.
Yeah.
Number two, would run into some detour of some sort.
Like we did like, dog once.
But my dad, he talks about camp, he'd be like, you have to make it like a show. Like you gotta when he'd walk in like on Friday skit days, he'd be like in this huge costume, even if it like made no sense. Like you just gotta do it.
Right.
Like he's like, we gotta sneak into camp. Oh so like people, like you know, I literally have a memory of him actually chucking us over like the boating like fence.
It made no sense because we had to jump over it again to get
yeah.
just for like the show to everybody. Like, yeah, I know. The phone.
Like, I just like remember being like picked up by like my backpack.
Yeah, and we had to like army crawl up the hill.
Like, yeah, like to where like the Shine and Dakota posts were.
Like it's 8:58. Like,
right, yeah.
Yeah, we were so late all the time. So.
Oh my God. That's awesome. Like, that's so cool. Yeah. It's like, you know, you're busted, but it's like, no, we gotta give the people a show. That's what we're doing here.
What they want.
I remember there's one time, my counselor, I forget what counselor put us up to it, but like we were late, of course. And like the counselor's like, you should get your dad in trouble today. So, so it was like a rainy day, I remember. And we go off to sing. We're like, I think our dad was late today. And I remember I was like, he started walking up and I was so scared. I was like, and I went up to him and I was like, please don't turn this around on us. And I remember he was like, he like yelled to the audience. He's like, I won't turn this around on you. And I was like, why'd you say that? Like,
yeah.
Say that.
Yeah.
And then I think we sang like, you are my sunshine or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, don't even try, because it's like, he's going to be like, oh, you want me to do dead ants? Yeah. How about you do dead ants?
Yeah. Yeah. He would always say that. He was like, I invented that. We're like, okay, cool.
I know. Well, you guys are like, take it down a notch, dad. And we're like, oh my God, the master.
During like when you go up and sing like John Panciaco, like, and he would always be like, oh, I'd be like, oh my God, stop.
Like we'd be loving it. We'd be
oh
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you go up at sing to like do something, I like vividly remember him always like going up, like sprinting up the sides and like taking out his phone, like getting on like his knees and being like, smile for mom. Or, like, and be like, and I'd be like, oh my God, stop. Oh
like knock God. On.
That's
yeah. Another awesome. One. So my birthday is like, it always happens during camp. Like always like, so that always happens. But one year, like he forgot about my birthday.
That's horrible.
So, I don't know. He didn't forget, but like.
Like sing ended.
Oh, just, and he was like, shoot, we have a birthday. Which like, it was actually fine, but.
Cause you were older.
Was, yeah, yeah. But, and it was so funny cause literally, I think my birthday was on a Monday, and that whole week, someone would bring like something new in, like there would be a cake for me. Like,
oh my God.
It would be oh, like, oh my, it was so funny. And people would be like, since John didn't do this, here's a cake to celebrate Alyssa's birthday. And then like, I would walk around with a balloon, like that is so a happy birthday. Like it wasn't even my birthday anymore, but it was just like, John forgot.
That's amazing. Yeah, like, the more you sell it, that's great.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Oh, like one time when Billy was the counselor for pioneering, I just remember being like, I think I was like a tender for a mohawk, and I remember he like picked me up and like swung me over the fire.
Yeah,
and actually like, it actually traumatized me. Like I started screaming, crying. I went to my dad. And I told him, and then like the next day at sing, my dad was like, he was like called me up and he was like, we have like some bad news, and I was like, and he was like, what do you want to say to the camp? And I'm like, Billy threw me over a fire.
Yeah, well, Billy, were you like, Billy made me cry.
Yeah, no, Billy made me cry. Like,
Billy made me cry. And then we got Billy in trouble. It was so funny.
It's like never been done.
And I was like so young too. It was like funny.
So what you decided to do, so that happened, you got traumatized and you bit your sister.
Yeah.
That's Billy's fault.
Totally. Yeah.
So wait, Mary, you're on Rain Crew?
Yeah, I'm Rain Crew.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth's traffic. Yeah. Outside for the.
And Caitlin was living the easy life with a bunch of complaining 5-year-olds. Like, what are we doing in our stall? It's funny. I'm always like, I don't want to tell the camp how to do their job, but I don't know the kid who like came to my window. I'm like, here's his name and like his tribe, like, because I remember being on Rain Crew and being terrified. Mm-hmm. I'd like ask for the name and then immediately forget it and like not know how to say it. And Tom's like, who you got? I'm like, I don't know.
That's actually, they need to give like no.
Well, because in my rain jacket, I would like look in the pockets and it was like from like people my year. It was like, oh, like one was like Jack Perlman, who was in my tribe, like when I was a Mohawk. And it's like, God. Jack Perlman was a Mohawk. So it was like from like,
yeah.
High school.
Do you guys ever do, I'm assuming this isn't your first year on Rain Crew. Did we used to try to slip like fake names to Tom.
Oh yeah. Freddie was telling me about that today.
Yeah. Like, so we'd like go out and like, I think like once it started dying down, this is probably why I couldn't remember like the regular names. Cause I was like, what funny one am I going to give Tom? But it, we do like, I think we did like the Cosby Show is big cause I'm an old, and it was like, we'd be like Rudy and Theo Huxtable, and Tom would be like, but like sometimes he would get mad about it, so it was like always like,
that's funny.
Yeah, like we're gonna try it. But Rain Crew is fun, that because then you didn't have to stay in the stables like the whole time. I don't know, I guess all parts are right. I have, by the way, so many questions about traffic. It's like become it's become my number one obsession, because like that's obviously the most I interact with camp right now. Tell me about it, Elizabeth. Like, how does it work? Who's in charge down there? I feel like the girls are in charge.
This is my second year doing traffic, and everyone else is like their first year doing it. So I've been like teaching everyone kind of with Kelly. Kelly's
a lot. The supervisor.
But it's like traffic is one of those things where you kind of like, you have to do it to learn it, or like it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But pretty much, I guess we start filing the cars like from the furthest, like all the way down, like the, like near the trees.
Yeah.
And like backing out.
Same spot. Yeah.
Do like, you do have to do every other car so the cars don't like hit each other.
Okay. There's a tip.
Like you can't back out two right next to each other. It has to be like every other.
Yeah.
So when you get like three, it's like so nice because you can back out like two in a row, and it's like it's really like satisfying.
Yeah.
But like it's like tough. Like there's some people who do not listen.
Oh, and, like, yeah. Oh no. Really?
Like, yeah, like you gotta be like, stop.
I know. Sometimes like, I like see you like putting like your hand up like that, and like cars just keep going.
Yeah.
Like
and it's like it's so funny because like you know the cars that don't listen, like, and you remember them. So like when it's time for them to back up, like sometimes I'll like just turn around and put my back towards them and like let the cars go by.
Yes, that's great.
It's like their windows are open and they just like, so, and I'm like yelling, but like they just like don't listen.
Don't hit me.
Like, yeah.
You just dropped your kid off and I'm going to be in charge of them. What's the end game here? Yeah. That's ridiculous.
It makes post go by fast though. So yeah.
Have you ever done post as a, like as a CIT, I'm assuming?
Yeah,
a couple of years. So do you prefer traffic to being at post?
I think it's just one of those things where like it's the end of the day and like you're done, you think you're done, but it's like, no, I gotta do traffic. That like that needs all your attention.
Yeah.
If something bad happens, like if there's kids running around, there's like cars, it's a lot to handle, but it just makes it go by fast. So
yeah,
my arms are so sore. Like
Get your fitness in.
So sore, like my muscles.
Mickey mask
up. Yeah, the gloves.
Yep.
Those are so old. Like it's like gross. Gross.
Tell me about the counselor hunt today. I heard that you did this and I like lost my mind.
Yeah. It was so fun.
Crazy. Like Sam basically, we did sing in the stables today.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden he's like, okay, like I need all assistance. And like my immediate thing was like, it was just head counselor lunch.
Yeah.
So like the media thing was like, oh shoot, like I'm in trouble. Like my kid was bad at lunch. And then he like came out and told us, and like earlier that week, he was like asking us like how many years like all the assistants had been at camp.
Okay.
And he was like, so he like told us like what was going on, like how all the assistants were gonna hide, like basically like nothing was off limit. So it was like kind of cool.
Even the woods too?
Like, yeah, you could, like woods. I hid in the woods. And,
love
so
it.
Then each like, so like Elizabeth was like the big prize. Like she was 14 points.
Aiden told me. He goes, Elizabeth, 14. I go, did you catch her? He goes, no.
Yeah.
And, so, like, and then we like went back in, like we couldn't say anything. And then we got the signal to like go and hide. And like, I was so like, I remember like looking across the stables at Elizabeth and I was like, I don't know where to hide. Yeah. Like, I'm nervous. And then I just like took off like for the barn because I wanted to hide like in the attic, like, you know, like the door leading up to it.
Yep. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, you can see too. Yeah. So I took off for the woods and I like found myself like inside the dam. Like I was sitting in the mine brook.
I find myself.
Yeah. And then I don't know where you hit, Elizabeth, but
so,
yeah.
Wait, hold on. You weren't caught, right?
No, I was. I was the last, like there were three assistants who didn't get caught, and I was the last one to be caught.
Okay.
So I was with like
how many years are you? Are you what, 10? 12.
I was
oh, that's right, because of the biting. Then,
yeah.
And they were like split up into like red, white, and blue. And mm-hmm. So I was the only counselor the red team found. Yeah. So it was like 12 points. And then it was like 60 points. Yeah. 42.
So I also heard about this, that the red team only had 12. I didn't realize it was just you. Awesome. All right. So I heard, I don't know if this, that they're going to do it once a session.
Yeah.
Is that okay? All right. Okay. I like wanted to stop you before you gave away your hiding spot. So oh, yeah. Very concerned.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was already found. And like,
oh,
yeah. Like, I am.
Yeah. Where'd you hide?
So I was like, in pretty early. I was in the pool shed, but like I was behind like bags and boxes of chlorine. So I was like breathing and like, it was not good. Ty actually found me.
Oh, come on.
He literally Ty yeah. found like every single
camper. Ty
like,
found me.
I didn't even know like campers
were yeah, there. Like a bunch of campers like opened the shed door and they're like, no one's in here. And then like Ty came and like moved the boxes and everything.
I know.
And like, now that's off limits. I yeah. came out and Billy was like, all right. No more.
No chemicals. Yeah.
Yeah. That
was just a good limits. Thing about
you. Yeah. Yeah, funny. That might have been bad. No, it was fine.
Ooh, that is so cool.
Did yeah, you? It was so fun.
It's gonna be
yeah.
really fun when the heads do it because yeah, I feel like yeah. everyone was like scoping well, out.
Like, yeah, like my idea, yeah. like my first go-to was like, oh, I want to like climb a tree. Yeah. But then like you go in the woods. There's no like
yeah, it's so no you can't trees. Find a good climbing tree.
Like
find,
and then yeah. you're in the mine brook.
I find myself in the dam.
Yeah. I wish we had more time to think no. though, because now I'm like thinking of hiding spots. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. that'd be such a good one.
Yeah.
So are they going to do it so the heads are going to hide next time?
Third session.
Third session. I think. Yeah. Third so CITs next.
And oh, then- CITs are going to blow it.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, you guys know that was an overnight thing, right?
Yeah. Well, when yeah. Sam told us, he was like, do you guys remember overnights? And me and Liz looked at each other and we're like, are overnights coming back? Like, I was like, what?
You have to see.
He's like, but they're not coming back.
In general, are there any other things you can think of? And it might not be you, it may just be your normal, any like special things that you guys were privy to that maybe, campers who didn't have family as like camp royalty didn't get.
First off, like Tom's.
Yeah.
Like we could always
go to Tom's. To Tom's.
I such like, a so
I yeah. go to Tom's. Hey, I'd see you tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'd go and I like.
You going to TC's tonight?
Yeah.
Like say for
play
the
whiffle ball.
Like,
yeah. Like, whiffle ball.
That is so there.
I know.
We always got the camp shirts like a day early.
Yes.
So we just like modeled, like that was camp. Fun.
Yeah. Yep.
That's like one of the things like when my dad would come home from orientation, he'd give us like the scoop of like who's back, oh, what yeah. tribe we were in.
And like if our friends were in the yes. tribe
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
One day early scoop. Mm-hmm. I know Mike said he got to like choose where he was. Like we like a CIT, like I was like, that's so cool. We never did.
Yeah,
like,
no, I think that's a cowl thing.
That's a cowl thing, yeah.
Yeah, you're.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah.
But those are really big things, though. Like when you're thinking about camp, like that's like you show up with that shirt the day before. It's like,
oh yeah,
that's
yeah,
so nice. Yeah.
Like, I also always felt cool. Like, oh, sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. This is like, not a professional endeavor. I wouldn't worry about it.
Camp like parking in the counselor parking lot mm. and then walking in through the stables like you don't have to get like dropped off. I thought that was like
yep that's yeah. cool
or just like being involved with things like it we just like oh the Pantioc family like come up and like sing the song
yeah
you know
yeah
stuff like that
like yeah. I remember it was one time when they're like the Pantiacos come up and sing, and we all go up and we're like expecting John Pantiaco, and it was like the green grass or something. Yeah. We're like, okay, cool. Like,
perfect.
Yeah, or like, it's like, because everyone knew, like our dad, they know that they'd be like, okay with, I don't know, doing something like crazy with us. So yeah, like we'd always get thrown into the pool or something. Yeah, yeah. Like
that. It was always by Billy too. Yeah, like, yeah. I felt like I was going so high and I'd be like belly flop in like every time, like the entire camp to see, and I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, I hear you have a belly flop in your future, actually.
See, when I heard that on the podcast, like I got so nervous. Like I was like, oh my gosh. Cause like they like, all like, they and like them and like my dad, like they did such good jobs. Like I don't even know, like, I can't do
you,
it like,
you have to commit to it.
I know, like, but like I can't, I feel like I'm like flinched. So like when I heard that, like Sam say that, I was like,
you like gotta practice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or was it visualized
now that I'm like,
yeah,
yeah, I'll go sit in the gazebo for like an hour.
There you go.
Kelly, don't talk to me, I guess nothing.
Yeah, I think so when you guys did it, did you like lay out, do like a very like a great belly flop that hurt, like looked good and everything, like is that how you did it?
You won yours, right?
Yeah, when that was, you know, that was like really painful that. Because that year, like we, like the year before, you just like went off the pool side.
Yeah,
but this year, like the year so I nervous. Did it, yeah, the year I did it, they like added, oh, you can go on the lifeguard chair, like the steps,
to like, oh my god,
add extra points. So obviously I'm like, okay, right, it's camp, like I have to do like the extra, like I can't like go off the side of the pool. So I was on the lifeguard chair and I was like, like
so scary.
And I just
like where the lifeguard sits. Or,
no, the steps.
Oh, okay.
So oh, still, imagine that'd be the step.
Gotta do it for camp.
But still, yeah, gotta like, do it. Yeah.
I just, most people just like jumped. I just tipped over and I laid flat. And, oh my god, the most pain I've ever been in my life.
Yeah,
like it was my whole like chest, my face, like every, my legs all red. Like,
well, yeah, I just remember like for after days, like, people like, falling, it would be like, oh, like yeah, you know that, like they're like, oh, yeah, that, like,
and like you like, just like hit the water and you're under there and you're just like, you're just laying in the water. You're like, oh my god, like
I did it.
Did I win? Good. Like, I got that 10, but does it really feel?
That was so funny.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah, but we actually have the funniest picture of our dad doing it. Like
we had like a bookmark of it.
Yeah, so funny.
I think I think Sam or Carrie sent me the picture recently. I'll pull it up. But yeah, I would say absolutely, Mary, like the pressure, you like signed up for pressure that you didn't realize was happening.
All you gotta do, because when I was in it, no, like everyone was like jumping out and then
yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of amazing.
Bored.
Yeah,
just
like,
keep it straight.
He's like doing a Michael Phelps workout too.
Yeah,
yeah, that it was so funny. He's like, it's all the presentation and he was doing the Michael Phelps warm-up. It was so funny.
Oh my god. Oh, I love it.
I'm like waiting for the day where it's like, you have a bathing suit? Or it's like when it's on the schedule, it's like
meet at the pool.
You know.
When it was like swim relay, like I was like, oh shoot, like I'm gonna be in it. Like I have like a bathing, which isn't bad, but it's just like I'm waiting for the moment.
Where it's right. Like, yeah. Well, yeah. Now and they're doing a competition a day, so it's like it could be any day.
It's coming.
I've only like, third I session.
It. Like I want to get over it though. Like I need a time.
Yeah. Oof. Well, I'm sure you'll do great. Sure, we'll all hear about it. But pressure. And one of the kids like go to. Jumps is like, watch this belly flop, and I'm like, not understand, like this is
I noticed that this summer, like love it. When I bring kids to the deep end to like start like swim lessons to jump in there, I was like, can I belly flop? And I'm like, sure, go ahead, like I encourage that.
I just want to say, just make sure everyone, we listened to the podcast episode on him and we just like, so thankful. That was so nice. It actually, it.
Thank you so much.
It was so nice to hear.
Yes.
So thank you to everyone. And thank you to you, Sarah.
That was so nice. Well,
I guess it's always just that music. Like for some reason, the music of camp is just like.
Yeah, like the
mornings. I don't know how to describe it.
It's like Taylor Swift mornings where they're like playing Taylor Swift, like you know it's gonna be a good day.